Test 69, Section 3, Question 6. This one says, which one of the following arguments most closely conforms to the principle stated above? So they're going to give an if-then, and then we have to find an example of that. First-term board members should not be on finance committee unless he or she is an accountant, or his or her membership on the committee is supported by all the members of the board. So it's saying that you shouldn't be on the finance unless you have those things. Now, that will never prove that someone should be on the finance. It will only prove that someone should not be. And so what that's going to say is, if you don't have those things, then you shouldn't be. Or if you should be on the board, then you have both of those things. So, Simpkins is first-term board member and not an accountant, thus Simpkins should not be on the finance committee. Problem there is, it could be that Simpkins' membership might be approved or supported by all the members of the board. Timmons is first-term board member but not an accountant, thus if all the other board members think that Timmons should be on the finance, Timmons should. Well, the problem is, this principle never allows us to prove that someone should be, just that they shouldn't. Ruiz is on the finance committee but is not an accountant. Thus, Ruiz's membership must have been supported by all the members of the board. That is something that we can prove, because we know that if you're on the finance committee, then it seems pretty good. Now, the one little glitch with this is first-term board members should not be on the finance committee unless they have those. It's a should not, not saying is not. So I'm going to keep reading here, but I like the direction that C headed. K is a first-term board member who is not an accountant. Thus, Klein should not be allowed on the finance committee if any board member opposes Klein's appointment to the committee. That is even better. And the reason is that one still sticks to the Klein should not be allowed. And so it's a should not an is. That's the thing there. The other problem with C is that it talks about first-term board members, and we just know that Ruiz is on it, but we don't know whether it's first-term. Then Mabry is a board member who is not an accountant, thus because Mabry's membership is opposed by most board members, maybe should not be allowed. And again, we don't know about first year or not, or first-term. And so D is going to be the one that matches. You just have to make sure that you follow the if-thens closely and are careful with the different requirements. So D meets all of them, whereas all of the others are lacking something.